application. I urge you to vote to deny this one. Thank you.
Next.
My name is Johnny Groves, and my wife Julie and I live one house down from this property we're discussing tonight. We live at 344 Black Rock. It's kind of across the street, and then there's one house between us and that property. And we purchased this house in 2019, November 2019, and this is our dream house. This is our retirement home. But here's the deal from my point of view. Most of us in this community are retired, and we're pretty much just living out our lives in peace and comfort. And having a different set of neighbors every other day is just not a good thing for this area like ours. And I know this particular five-bedroom home has been a nightly rental, and I've counted as many as six full-size pickups, and they're kind of in the drive, some sticking out into the road, some parked on the road. And the street is a dead-end street. There's no outlet. There is a small cul-de-sac, and that cul-de-sac won't even accommodate some of these vehicles that come there. So they're turning around pretty much right there in front of my house. Many times it's been like a resort atmosphere, sometimes a party atmosphere, and it's not very conducive to quiet retirement living. And I've concluded that folks that come to Branson, and bless their hearts, I'm glad they do, but they come for a day or two, and the concern for the welfare of the community, in my opinion, or the property, they don't have that same concern as the ones that live here all the time. So, in conclusion, my wife and I have invested heavily in that property there, and we sure hope and pray that it can be kept as much like a residential community as possible. And that's all I have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
Hello, my name is Susan Smith. I've lived in the Branson Creek area now for almost 11 years. So I've seen a lot of changes. Before I start, I would like to make a comment about something that Mr. Martin said about he had not had any complaints. Around the neighborhood, this is referred to as the party house. They have an occupancy of 12, but they advertise on Airbnb of 16. And the reason they have never been contacted is more than likely nothing is posted in the window, and I have notified Scott that it has not been posted. I just wanted to clarify that. And yes, we're aware that 209 Stony Point is an existing nightly rental. It was approved in 2019 prior to the adoption of the new Taney County zoning regulations. Therefore, that past approval should have no bearing on this hearing. In section 023-001, a conditional use permit is restricted to the individual recipient and is not transferable to another person or a parcel of land. And section 023.010 states will not incur the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity. And 209 Stony Point is situated between two permanent residents and residential homes directly across the street. The permanent resident's safety, comfort, and general welfare are compromised. There would be no buffer that could drown out the impact that it would have on the permanent resident's enjoyments of their home. Only by approval of the Fieldstone declarant, Johnny Morris, would an additional buffer be permitted. Renters do not adhere to the quiet hours established by the Fieldstone HOA. Traffic congestion. It is located close to a dead-end street. Section 23.010 provide ingress, egress as to minimize traffic. There's only one way in and the same way out. This is a violation. Section 024.001, nightly rentals tend to not be compatible. The average age of our residents are between 68 and 70, and mostly are retired. 99.9% of the household, the occupancy is only two people. They do materially alter our neighborhood. They're not vested in our community, and they lack in the upkeep of their properties. There are constant complaints from permanent residents of nuisance issues, behavior issues, and the lack of respect for our permanent residents that call this their home. Our Fieldstone declarant, Johnny Morris, has directed the HOA to enforce our CC&Rs. Article 9 of our Fieldstone Covenants. Any living unit located on a site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. We are recently rezoned as R1 and R2, and yes, these are recorded. Every point that I've mentioned is cause for denial based on Section 23.010, Section 24.010. They do incur the use and enjoyment of other properties in the immediate vicinity. Safety, comfort, and general welfare are compromised. Additional buffer would have to be approved by the declarant if it is not in the original site plan. Traffic congestion. They're not compatible with residential use. They're now classified as R1 and R2. They do materially alter our neighborhood. Our CC&Rs, as you know, are a legal binding document attached to our deed. It's the new owner's responsibility, or in this case, the non-owner, to read and adhere to the Fieldstone CC&Rs upon purchase. Article 9.16, again, states, any living unit shall be occupied by the owner. A nightly renter is legally not the owner of the unit. I would like to say that on August the 9th, 2021, a public hearing for a conditional use permit located directly across the street and one house over was denied, and it was based on Article 23.010.1, would have an adverse impact, and Section 023.0102 would hinder the enjoyment of the adjacent property owners with their properties. So there's no difference between these two properties. Therefore, based on this decision and to stay consistent, we ask you to deny this request.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Any more? Signed up? Good evening.
Good evening. Name's Chuck Hendrickson, one of the neighbors. I just like you to consider denying this nightly rental on probably two items, one personal and one community. I don't have the numbers, but I would guess it's a 90% retired and all retired couples. It's one of the quietest places in Branson. On a personal note, our backyards butt each other. So it is a heavily used unit. And it's great. I think it's wonderful. It's just kind of an odd marriage to have a quiet retirement community with a vacation home right in the middle. And I can just say that a lot of times after they get the kids to bed, it can be somewhere between 9 and 11. You know, a half a dozen adults go out on the back patio, and that's wonderful. But after 3-4 hours out there, they're talking loud enough I can hear them through the whole house. So, I mean, on a personal level, I would love to see it go. But I think the community would really appreciate having just a retirement community. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more? It's 9:25. Should I ask for an extension now, or because we're not going to finish?
It's supposed to set a new adjournment time, say like 10 o'clock or 9:45.
So
we're supposed to adjourn at 9:30.
Before we finish this one out, anyone want to make a motion on a recommended extension? to be safe, say 10 o'clock. Hopefully
10 o'clock we'll get or it. Before, yeah. I mean, you can adjourn as soon as you're finished.
9:45 to...
Make a motion to extend our time until this hearing is over at 10 o'clock, whichever comes first.
Okay.
Second. Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
All right. So we can finish this one out. Y'all want to come back up or? Any feedback before we start? Ask any questions from the community?
Yes, sir. Just a few responses. I personally have had conversations with the neighbors that I manage out there. Roger the Masters, directly across from 191 Greystone, have personally given him my cell phone number and would love to do that with any other neighbors. Susan has my cell phone number. I have Susan's cell phone number. And if there's any concerns... Again, I've made it really clear that I would love to address those personally so that it can be resolved as fast as possible and guests be removed if necessary. However, we rent to guests, and Branson attracts guests that is not the case historically, which we are grateful for. There is, in fact, something posted in the window, and it has all the requirements that Taney County requires in order for it to be an approved nightly rental. All of that is currently posted in the window right now. We had to show proof of that in order to get approved, and so we did, and it's still there. You know, I know this is a point of contention, and I know this is a lot, like this has been going on for a while. But to my knowledge, since the inception of this neighborhood, nightly rentals have been allowed and existed in this neighborhood. I know the number has reduced over the last several years. We're not asking for a new nightly rental, which is the one that was denied on Stony Point. We're asking for a transfer of ownership to an existing nightly rental. So nothing is changing, just new owners. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, just to address some of the comments that were made. So the first gentleman, we do not allow pets in the home. It's posted, and we obviously adhere to that very, strictly from an ownership perspective, and make that known to anybody who rents. So as far as pet waste and things like that, I mean, we haven't had any pets in the house. I see plenty of people in the neighborhood that live there permanently that are out with pets. So I think that's kind of both, right? It's not necessarily something you can pass off on a nightly rental owner of pet waste. I keep pretty meticulous notes on who stays. I keep contact information. Over 75% of the guests over the past year have all been families. Most of them, oddly enough, which I would not have expected, I'll be honest, when I bought the house, I bought it because of Payne's Valley and because of what Johnny Morris is doing up there in that area. 75% of the guests have been families. A lot of them grandparents with grandkids coming to, do a family reunion or just come to Branson. We all know the type of community that Branson is and what the people that are attracted to come here, right? I think the new type of guests that are coming to this area that are coming to play golf and the golf types of outings, like that's a newer clientele in the area. Historically, it's been more of a family atmosphere, family community, right, from a visitation perspective. But still, regardless of the new people coming in, over 75% of folks being families. I don't have any documented issues. I've never had, and Scott, please enlighten me if the county has it, documented if there's been any complaints. I talk to Dennis, I don't want to say regularly, but when there are issues, whether there's, probably the biggest issue, to be honest with you out there, is the trash cans. And we have guests that follow the rules, and they put the trash out, and then they take the trash to the curb prior to trash day. And the community is very particular on that, about only putting trash out on the days that trash is allowed, which is Tuesdays. We pay our fines when we get them. It's neither here nor there. I have documentation from permanent residents that have also put trash cans out at odd times, and they have not received fines. So it is... I know what I got into. I know that I have been fined. We pay our fines. I know that's not the normal in the community for permanent residents, but we try to do our best. That's been the biggest issue. There was one other issue in August where we had somebody hang